Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. Did you hear the crash? Oh, maybe it was just us. Okay, maybe it's not a literal crash, but it's a very real sound, and that's a housing market crash. But it's not all bad, because the housing market crash is making homes more affordable, right? Wrong. Today, we're going to educate you, change your perspective, and help you understand why real estate crash might not be the lifeline you think it is.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Let's start by examining a burning question. How come a real estate crash doesn't make homes more affordable for an average person? Because it seems like it should be, logically. So this topic is not only confusing, it's also a little controversial. Most people seem to think that the downturn in the housing market is beneficial. But unfortunately, as you're about to find out, this just isn't the case.
A big reason for this is something we like to call the housing paradox. What this means in a nutshell is that the housing crash doesn't lead to more affordable homes due to high interest rates.
Sick of hearing about interest rates in the news? We are too, but probably not for the same reasons. You see, during market fluctuations, financial institutions like to protect themselves and their risk factor by raising interest rates as a precautionary measure. These heightened rates translate to increased borrowing costs, offsetting any potential savings from reduced home prices, even if they were to decline.
Remember how we say we are sick of hearing about interest rates in the news? Well, the reason is because historical data actually shows that the reduction in home prices during previous market crashes has frequently been modest compared to the overall market valuation.
Take, for example, the 2008 financial crisis, which marked one of the most severe housing collapses in modern history, where average home prices only dropped by 20% from their peak. While this decline is no laughing matter, it definitely falls short of the substantial price reduction necessary to significantly improve access to home ownership.
Unless prices were to plummet by an unlikely 97%, the majority of individuals would still require a mortgage to purchase a home, subjecting them to the lending criteria we talked about earlier.
Have you ever seen the movie The Big Short? If you haven't, the movie focuses on events leading up to the 2008 financial crisis and the selected few who foresaw the housing market collapse and actually profited from it. In the movie, the main characters independently discovered an impending crisis and bet against the housing market through a complex financial instrument known as the credit default swaps.
You can watch it on your own time, but the point here is that these big crises are often largely misunderstood, and what you see on the news and social media might not tell the whole story.
So let's explore the financial implications of housing market crashes on both the prospective buyers and renters. While it may seem intuitive to assume that the plummeting prices would universally benefit everyone, the reality is far more complex.
You see, following a crash, banks and lending institutions typically adopt way stricter lending practices, tightening their requirements. So what does this mean for hopeful homeowners?
Even if home prices drop, the path to homeownership becomes increasingly challenging for many, and qualifying for the mortgage becomes an uphill battle.
Yeah, and this tightening of credit isn't arbitrary either. Lenders, in response to market volatility, prioritize risk aversion, shielding them from potential future losses.
Unfortunately, this translates to diminished opportunities for securing a home loan unless the applicant has near-perfect credit score, a substantial down payment, and a stable employment history. As you can imagine, it's pretty tough to have all of those.
Which brings us to our next group of people, renters. Our renter friends aren't any better off either. In a crash market, property owners begin to struggle. Their mortgage in turn needs to get paid, and hard costs such as labor and maintenance continue to increase.
So to meet these rising costs, landlords naturally increase rent. This in turn negatively affects the renters who start feeling the financial squeeze, making it even more impossible for them to save for large down payments they need for a home, and so on until the cycle continues.
Speaking of movies, this reminds us of Groundhog Day. We sure you have seen this classic where a man keeps living the same day over and over, making the same and different mistake in a frustrating cycle of endless monotony. Unfortunately for many, this is exactly what the current housing market feels like.
So what can you do to be successful in this current state of the market? Well, it's really important to focus on laying down a solid financial groundwork, work on boosting your credit score, start saving for that down payment, and take the time to explore all different mortgage options out there.
And don't forget to think outside the box a bit too. Consider checking out government programs, maybe teaming up with someone for co-ownership, or even looking to some of those less traditional housing markets that might just surprise you with their affordability.
You might even want to pause and think about if home ownership is even the right move for you at all, especially if it is a rental or investment property. In our humble opinion, there are other very exciting and promising options available. To learn more about those, tune into this episode on how to grow wealth in real estate.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.